Welcome to Mammon Audio, and another of our Mother's Talking features. Today I'm in conversation with Andrea, an American mother who lives in a small rural town. She has two daughters, who at the time of interview were aged 8 and 5. I first asked Andrea about her own upbringing. I presume you were spanked as a girl. Who did it, and how was it administered?
Yes, I was spanked when I was a child, by both parents. When I was little, I mostly got the wooden spoon. As I got older, my mom used a very heavy hairbrush, and my dad his belt.
Was it always given on the bare bottom?
Yes. I was usually put over my mom's lap. For the belt, I would usually have to bend over and grab my knees or ankles.
Were you spanked often or were you generally a good girl?
I wasn't a bad kid, but my mom was very strict, so I was spanked pretty often.
So when you became a mother yourself, did it just feel the natural thing to do to spank your own children?
Actually, no. I honestly didn't think I would spank until the first time I swatted my older daughter.
How old was she and what happened?
She was about 2 and a half. She repeatedly failed to listen to me about staying away from the hot stove. The third time I had to move her away, without thought I gave her a smack on each thigh. There was instant change, she cried, but she didn't come near the stove again.
So that was kind of a lightbulb moment.
Yes, very much so.
What age did you begin more formal spankings, putting them over your knee, etc.?
With her, about 4. With her sister, a few months after she turned 3.
Was that just hand on bare bottom to start with?
Yes, for the first couple of spankings, but very soon I got one of those cheap paddle ball games with the extremely lightweight wooden paddle.
Did you feel it was important to actually keep something specifically for smacking their bottoms?
Yes. I feel that having a specific object is important. It gives them something to remind them to behave, every time they see it.
Do you spank the girls privately?
As much as possible, I tend to spank when and where the misbehavior occurs. So within reason, I don't care who else is or isn't in the room, certainly not close friends and family.
How long and hard is a typical spanking for the girls?
Not real long, maybe a minute for the younger one, a bit more for the oldest, from first to last lick. However, I tend to spank rapidly, at least one lick per second, so it's a rather severe minute or so. Generally, they'll have trouble sitting still at the next meal.
So they usually have a very red bottom afterwards.
Yes. If I'm going to take the time to get the paddle, lower a pair of panties and spank a girl, I'm going to make it count. I want them to be sobbing, with a fiery red backside.
Do they start crying as soon as they see the paddle?
My younger girl does, the second I pick it up. The older one is a bit braver, but she's usually crying by the time my fingers are in the waistband of her panties.
What happens after the spanking?
Immediately afterwards, we hug and I make them tell me why they were paddled, and what they should have done instead. After that, it's nose and toes against the wall for 2 or 3 minutes for every year of their age. Sometimes for the older one, it's sitting straight down on her paddled bottom to read her Bible or write lines.
Are their bottoms on show while in the corner?
Yes, the girl has nose and toes touching the wall and her hands crossed behind her back, holding up her skirt or dress if needed to display her bottom. That way, it can be a lesson for her sister too.
And is the paddle also kept on display?
Not exactly on display, it just sits on the counter. We actually have 2 paddles now. I recently acquired a thicker one for my older girl.
How do the girls feel about being spanked? Is it something you talk about much, and are their friends subject to similar discipline?
We go to a small church and live in a pretty conservative rural town, so spanking is more common here than a lot of other places in America. This is going to sound mean, but I honestly don't care about how they feel about being spanked, as long as I find it effective in changing their behavior.
So I guess it must be working for you.
I find it very effective, yes. I've become much more like my mother. The girls are mostly well behaved, but I tolerate no naughtiness.
Until what age do you think you'll continue spanking? How old were you when you got your last?
I was 19 when I got my last one. I have no planned age at which to stop. If they're 21 and still living at home, I'll expect them to follow my rules or I'll tan their bottoms.